Can you say a little bit about the intense pain of losing somebody through death, somebody who you're really close to, or the pain of a marriage dissolution?
Yes, thank you. Now, the pain of great loss, either loss of a loved one through death or loss of a relationship, which is also a close relationship, is also a kind of death. There may be some situations where surrendering to what is seems impossible. Some situations are intrinsically so painful that you just, no matter, you may have been successfully practicing surrendering to what is, but there suddenly something happens and you just can't, and intense pain arises. And this is the second level of surrender. The first level of surrender is surrendering to what is. That's the most perfect surrender. But this may not always be possible yet. The second level of surrender is to surrender to what you feel. So if pain arises because you couldn't surrender on level one to what is, it was just wasn't possible, if pain arises, you surrender to the pain. You accept the pain. And that is a strange thing. At first, everything inside you says, no, this is dreadful. I don't want the pain. The pain may flow into your mind. But if you surrender to the pain, that can be a wonderful opening. The pain of loss, deep loss. Feel it. And accept the pain that you feel so completely that almost as if there were not a person there anymore who is suffering the pain, there's only the pain. And there's a complete acceptance of that. At first, it seems unnatural to do that. But as you continue to accept it and be with the pain, instead of running away from it, you will, after a while, something happens and the pain turns around, and there's suddenly a vast peace underneath the pain, which is not a denial of the pain. It's only by going into the pain and allowing it, you touch it suddenly. Whenever there's loss, whether a big loss or a little loss, it's an opportunity. The fabric of your existence, suddenly a hole appears in it. Something vital is gone. That is an emptiness. The great loss leaves a feeling of great emptiness. And that great emptiness at first is deep pain, because there's a reaction. The emptiness is painful. The reactive me reacts, oh. Now, if you allow the emptiness to be, that is there where there was that being is gone, there's a hole. The winds of grace blow through that hole that is left when there's great loss. There's an incredible opportunity there if you only allow it. In the absence, whenever there's an absence of something that had been greatly valued, it leaves a nothingness. The nothingness is at first very painful. As you surrender into the nothingness, there's a fullness that is hiding underneath, behind there. And some people have done that. They lost everything all at once. There have been reports of people losing the position, their family, and their homes all at once. It's almost as if the fabric of your existence had only holes in it now. And at first there was an influx of incredible, unbearable pain, and then there was complete surrender. And suddenly there was what Jesus calls the peace that passes all understanding, coming out of what was intense pain through surrender. And so that when somebody dies close to you, surrender to the pain, surrender to the feeling of the pain, and see how it becomes transformed. And what happens after that, it is, there's such an intense depth of peace and aliveness, if it could speak, of course it doesn't speak, if it could speak, it would say, all is well, there is no death, if it could speak. That's what it feels like. But you don't even need the words. And it will happen to everybody. Some loss, some great loss will come into everybody's life. Somebody close to you will die. Another great loss will come. Your own death will, at some point, will come approaching. And you can see, oh. And by perhaps everybody in this room, by then, will have already gone beyond identification with the little person and the little me, and already has access to a dimension that is beyond death, the reality of who you are that is beyond death. I don't want to give you any belief. That's why I don't want to talk about it too much. We are here to experience, to be the timeless consciousness, the timeless state of consciousness that is beyond birth and death, that is your reality and everybody else's reality. It is often through pain that you have access to it, and here it's an easier way. But if pain is happening in your life at this time and coinciding with being here, that is wonderful. Life has given you this at this time. The two come together, and that's beautiful. So anything you cannot accept externally and pain arises, or something, whatever arises as a feeling, accept. Surrender to what you feel. Surrender to what is. If you can't, surrender to what you feel about that.
This concludes Living the Liberated Life and Dealing with the Pain Body with Eckhart Tolle. Music by Stephen McNamara. For further information on lectures and workshops with Eckhart Tolle, you may visit his website at www.eckharttolle.com. You may also visit Namaste Publishing at www.namastepublishing.com. To order additional copies of this program or to receive a free catalog of over 400 transformational audio and video tapes, please call Sounds True, 800-333-9185, or write the Sounds True catalog, P.O. Box 8010, Boulder, Colorado, 80306. You may also visit us at www.soundstrue.com. Thank you for listening.